Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
So, Brooke, if you had your own brand, what kind of stuff would you be selling?
Well, first of all, I am my own brand.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Probably Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade merch, obviously.
Oh, my God. And there it is times two.
What about you?
I would probably be selling magnets, you know, for fridges.
Mm-hmm. So people can put them upside down.
Yeah, anonymous people can do that. Exactly.
Yep. Classic.
I mean, I just love seeing powerful women in the entertainment industry, you know, just like us.
Right.
I love seeing them become big bosses.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm talking about Jessica Simpson. She's had this hugely successful brand for years.
Yeah, but it hasn't always been easy for her. She built a billion-dollar brand based on her name and her style, but she came really close to losing it all.
Yeah, and now she's taking it back like the badass, boss-ass bitch she is.
Love to see it.
Mm-hmm. From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Friday, January 14th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Alex Rider.
You want answers?
Everything I've been told has been lies.
When danger is everywhere.
This weapon is capable of 100,000 deaths.
We are to find and destroy.
Be careful who you trust.
All we have are the people we trust.
Tell him the truth. All of it.
Alex Rider. New episodes now streaming on Amazon Freevee.
Give me that hot goss.
So, musician Jessica Simpson has made a career out of people underestimating her. I mean, if you were conscious in the early 2000s, you know, she was everywhere for hits like I Want to Love You Forever and I Think I'm in Love with You. But she became so much more. I mean, she had the amazing run on her MTV reality show Newlyweds. And then she turned an idea into literally a billion-dollar brand.
Yeah.
Dumb Blonde, Ditz. I don't think so.
And don't forget Employee of the Month, the blockbuster hit.
I do think so. Yeah.
So at the height of her fame, Jess and her mom, Tina, noticed that her fans were dressing like her. They were kind of wearing like Juicy Couture sweatsuits, just more casual stuff that a lot of other
casual
pop stars weren't wearing. So in a very savvy business move, they decided to leverage that love for all things Jessica. And a shoe and clothing line was born, which we now know is the Jessica Simpson Collection. And it was kind of a brand that tapped into more middle America. Like, it wasn't this high-end fashion that a lot of, you know, New York fashionistas and rich heiresses and all those things. And in a very savvy move, her stuff was also available in department stores at super reasonable prices. So anyone could get them anywhere, which is a really smart move because we're not.
Who knew accessibility would be
right?
The key to success.
Yeah.
But yeah, so keeping it close to home, her mom, Tina, was the president of her company, and they were pretty much blessed by the fact that shoe business whiz and Nine West co-founder Vince Camuto oversaw the licensing. So he knows what he's talking about, knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And soon Jessica's brand became even more successful than her music. By 2014, the Jessica Simpson collection was valued at $1 billion.
Yeah. So at the peak of its success, the Jessica Simpson collection covered over 36 categories, which included stuff like perfumes, purses, luggage and accessories, in addition to very cute shoes and clothing, I must say. And in 2010 alone, the collection brought in $750 million in sales. Mm. And at this point, the Simpsons owned 75% of that business.
Yeah. Also, I'm still like processing. That's 2010. That's 12 years ago. Like that's a lot of money then.
Please don't remind me that that's 12 years ago.
I almost did the math wrong. But things ended up taking a pretty big wrong turn in 2015 when Vince, their business partner, passed away from cancer. Mm. That ended up forcing Jessica and Tina to find another partner. And they ultimately decided to team up with another company named Sequential.
Yeah. And at first, this seemed like the right move, as so many moves do. Mm-hmm. The CEO of Sequential was this ambitious guy named Yehuda Schmidman. And he pitched a lot of big things to Jess and Tina, like international growth, new partnerships, a shiny new website, cosmetics, home products, the works. Mm-hmm. And Jess recently spoke to Bloomberg Business about it and said he had a lot of really amazing ideas. I didn't meet with anybody else that believed in me quite like Vince until Yehuda. So in 2015, Sequential acquired a 62.5% interest in the Jessica Simpson collection for $117 million, which these are just numbers that
it feels like play
money. I'd like to see. Yeah, it's like, what is that?
There's hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I'll do that with my Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade collection, but I can only hope.
I don't know. Is it me or does Yehuda sound like the agent in LA who's like, look, sign with me, pay me 55%, and you're going to be a star, kid.
Yeah, you're going to be a star.
But Sequential didn't live up to the hype. Shortly after the partnership with Jess, they did a deal with Martha Stewart as well, but they actually never had the funds to make it all work, which, of course, is a financial situation just ripe for disaster.
Yeah, and it was definitely a disaster. In 2017, Jess's mom, Tina, got a call from Yehuda telling her he'd been fired. And she says it was a complete shock. And suddenly, the future of the Jessica Simpson collection was just totally up in the air. No one at Sequential was really communicating with Jess or Tina about what was happening with the brand, which that's never a good thing.
I'd be like, it's my name.
Right.
Tell me what's going on.
Someone talk to me. So the website they promised didn't even happen. I mean, that's basic. Like anybody with thumbs. Yeah. Can make a website.
I mean, Blockbuster has a website. Like, come
on. Still? They still do?
I think so. Now I'm going to sound like an idiot.
Yeah, I want to see that. But like,
yeah, they still have a website. I double checked.
Wow. That's just
so there's
even more
no
sad.
Excuse, Sequential.
Exactly. Wow. Okay.
So Jess and Tina were done with that BS and decided to just make a website themselves, which... Mm-hmm. Super easy these days, everyone. But you gotta love it. Like, cause they're just like, you know what? They didn't make a website. We'll make a website.
Yeah.
And Tina hired a designer herself and put up the website through Shopify.
Yeah. So once the website started doing well, it made them wonder what the hell Sequential was even doing for them. Like, again, more people just doing doodlies on their notepads. And that got them thinking that they should just do all of this by themselves. Mm-hmm. And in a Bloomberg Business interview, Jess said, seeing what we could do with the website, that we did that on our own, made us really realize more than ever, like, we've got to buy this brand back.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they didn't make a website, I feel like should have been like, we got to buy this brand back. But I'm glad they got there.
Yeah. They came to it eventually.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't figured it out by now, we got to make it clear, Jessica and her mom are smart businesswomen. Mm-hmm. They know what they need to do. And Sequential was having money problems, so it was only a matter of time before the company would collapse and Jessica could swoop in and buy back her name.
Yes, which is exactly what she did. Last year, Sequential filed for bankruptcy and began selling off its brands. So it was the perfect time for Jess and her mom to take back their idea and their company, which that's probably the key. It's theirs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this past November, Jess and her mom paid $65 million for Sequential's majority ownership stake, and they financed it themselves with the help of two additional lenders, which she almost lost her house doing this, right? That's a lot.
Which is always just so shocking to me because I feel like with celebrities, you're like, oh, you have so much money.
Right.
It should be so easy. But even celebrities need lenders. They're just like us.
She's got to do an Employee of the Month sequel.
Give us what we want. Give Brooke what she wants. So they've got their business back. And Jessica and her mom are now revamping the brand because, let's be honest, Sequential didn't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they promised all this growth and these big plans to do multi-billions in sales and delivered none of that.
Mm-hmm.
They actually delivered worse than nothing. I mean, the valuation of Jessica's brand ended up decreasing by almost half since they started working with Sequential, which is just like, you're literally doing the opposite.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which, of course, means that now Jess and her mom, Tina, have this huge money mess to clean up. And as of right now, they're working on expanding the brand into more areas like face rollers, yoga mats, and pet accessories.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see a drawer full of those face rollers at your apartment that you'll never use.
Yeah, okay.
Your face looks great without them. So Jessica's 9-year-old daughter, Maxwell Drew, is even helping design the pet accessories, which is really cute. I mean, keeping the generations in the loop.
There's a lot of money there.
There really is.
Yeah.
Plus, they're also thinking about starting their own licensing company with all those, you know, lessons they learned from Sequential could come in handy. Yeah. And Jess, of course, feels really good about taking her name back. In that same Bloomberg business interview, she said, after 16 years, stepping into that role of ownership of my name and myself, it's about time.
This seems like such a rich person issue where it's like your company isn't your company and you have to like fight to get it back.
Yeah. I feel like that happens so much more than we realize.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I always think about Batman.
What?
There's an in
just in
Batman.
General.
Yeah, I'm always thinking about Batman and his great gadgets.
Yeah.
But I don't know. What do you think? Like, can Jessica Simpson's brand make a billion-dollar comeback?
I mean, personally, I don't think we need more billionaires. Like, I think maybe a millionaire cap is fine. But I think she definitely has the power to do so. Like, I'm sorry, those shoes are cute. If I wasn't going to bust an ankle wearing them, I would have some. But
yeah, alas. They really help with like cleaning, I'll say.
Yeah, you love a good heel housework look.
You know what they say, the closer to God, the cleaner your apartment is.
They do say that.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review. And be sure to tell your friends.
Please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our amazing theme song is by Gems.
Michaela Myers is our senior producer. Joshua J. Ha Chang is our associate producer.
Steve Macer is our story editor, and Sam Ada is our sound engineer.
Executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Louie for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Tuesday.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.